This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us today. We broadcast 2 hours from Missouri, high atop the Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. There's a telephone listen line, and you can listen to the broadcast as you move about your home or office or travel. 605-477-3249. Repeat, 605-477-3249. We are going to connect with Gwyneth Isaacs. We're doing that right now. And our engineer is taking care of that. And I wanted to share an interesting thought. Gwyneth Isaacs is in Australia. She lives on a farm. She's a farmer. She's a single mom. Her husband passed away. And she's raising her children on this farmhouse in a semi-arid environment. And she does everything by hand. No tractors, you know, no mechanized equipment. And she lives in a farmhouse that is off-grid. That means she generates her own electricity. So when the sun is shining, her solar panels are charging her battery bank. And she's got electricity. And that electricity stops being available around 10 o'clock at night. Yep. And Gwyneth, I'm talking about you. And I'm mentioning that your electricity.
How are you this morning?
Very, very well. And you?
I'm kind of doing all right.
I'm mentioning that while we're waiting for you, that you're a farmer and you're raising your boys. You are a single mom. Your husband passed away. And you do things, you know, with manual labor on your farm. Now, you don't have a tractor. And that you have an off-grid situation where you generate your own electricity with your solar panels. And when the sun is shining, you know, all is well. When the sun is not shining, there's no electricity. And that the electricity wanes off around 10 o'clock at night when it's dark and you've consumed the reserves from the battery bank. And then it's dark. And
yeah.
Right now it's, what time is it right now, Gwyneth, in Australia?
It's just after midnight here. We were mm-hmm. out for a while this evening, so we turned the inverter off while we were out. And so we mm-hmm. still have electric lights at the moment.
Well, this is probably one of the very, very few times that you've had electricity operating during the broadcast. So
yes.
Gwyneth is using a landline. And the reason I'm mentioning this is, class, I don't know anyone who would even consider undertaking going live on an international broadcast picked up by affiliates throughout the United States and satellites and so forth in the dark, okay, without the aid of a bank of computers or a computer or lights in order to read notes. So you are just going off the top of your head with, if you have a light, it's one of those little solar-powered lights that you know, you might buy at a big box store, but that's about it. Is that right?
That's right, yeah, most of the time. And like yeah. I said, I had a, we had an evening out. The boys went to a Bible study, and I spent some time with friends. And we all came home at around about between 9 and 10 at night yesterday evening, you know, just a few hours ago. And so we turn, normally when we go out, we turn the inverter off. That's what converts the, that's the transformer that converts the 24 volt that's in the batteries to 240 volt supply that runs all of the regular appliances in the house. Normally when the lights go off at about 10, it doesn't matter because we're all ready to go to bed anyway. So,
except
on broadcast nights, of course, it's a bit different.
Right. Right. May I read you a headline from the New York Post? Some people call it the New York Compost. It's a newspaper, but they've got a presence. They've got a presence on the internet. And here's an this is a, right up our alley here. Here's the headline: politicians fear for safety as threats against Congress skyrocket. Now we're talking about the U.S. Congress. You know, a bunch of white-collar criminals, people who take bribes, people who threaten each other, people who try their best to run our lives and oppress us with rules and regulations and red tape and costs and taxes. And those are the people we're talking about. So what's happening now is there is a bevy of threats against Congress, and they're saying that this is the new normal. This is the way it's going to be. People are just, they've had it. They've had it with Congress, and they've threatened them. Now, I'm not saying that we should threaten them. So those of you in the FBI and the NSA and the CIA and the Secret Service, I'm not saying that we should. Yeah. But
and probably
other people,
ACO onto the list as well.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
The Australian
so other people
CIA.
Are threatening.
They're probably listening too.
That's great. That's great. So, you know, it's always good when people want to better themselves and improve their knowledge base. So I'm all for it. I'm all for all of these agents of these corporations that are posing as government to learn more about what they're doing, and maybe they'll stop doing it, you know, when they learn that they're actually being used as pawns in the big machine. So the threats, and I'm just reading this. One guy says that, quote, the true reality is that if someone wanted to do me harm, they probably could do that with relative ease, and that is sad. And that was by Representative Chuck Fleischman, a Republican from Tennessee. He says that the threats against him have skyrocketed. In 2016, there were 902 threatening incidents and communications against members of Congress. By 2017, the reports have more than doubled to about 2,000. Now, what are they doing about it? Well, they've decided that the House Administration Committee has allocated $25,000 to each member in 2017 and again in 2018 to beef up their personal and office security. So they've given themselves $25,000 each in order to beef up their security. Now, the House Sergeant at Arms got an additional $5 million to improve office security for district offices. Congress has also increased funding for the Capitol Police by a small amount, $29.2 million in 2017, and $29.9 million in 2018. So, in recognition of the danger level, the Federal Election Commission also ruled that lawmakers can use campaign funds, typically spent on TV advertisements and mailers, to install security systems in their homes. So what they're doing is, you know, these guys have oppressed people to the point where people are angry. So now these alleged representatives are using the funds that they've received to protect themselves from the people who are frosted. I understand why people are frosted. I really do. You know, if I had to check in with the government because I wanted to add an outlet, you know, an electrical outlet on the wall, you know, in order to meet with their approval, if I had to do that, I'd be pretty frosted too. Now, I don't have to do that, and I'm not going to do that. But in some locations, you know, you have to do that kind of thing. You want to make some modifications to your plumbing? You got to call the other team, you know, get one of their licensed and approved people to do it so that you can be overcharged, right? And then you have to have your building inspector guy come out and say, all right, so I see, yeah, it looks good. You move that outlet over 6 feet. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. What they really want to do is have an inventory of your home and know what you've improved so they can tax you more. That's what that's all about. Just in many locations, just try building a deck without, you know, asking for their permission. Yep. And I wouldn't stand for that. And that's why I live where I live, where we don't have a building inspector. There's no building inspectors here in our neck of the woods. It's really kind of nice. Gwyneth?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got a really, really interesting piece of news. I was humming and hawing whether to share this or not, but I think I actually will. When I was coming home from my friend's place, I actually had to travel on the bus. Okay. And do you know something? The people at the local supermarket and the people who run the local hardware store, they, you know, lately have not been so nice to me. That's really not any great surprise, okay, because, you know, I've pointed out some things in the past that have, you know, have been kind of wrong in this community, like, for instance, the way that the police were operating a sex racketeering scam with, you know, issuing infringement notices of hundreds of dollars and then letting people off when they agreed to provide a night's entertainment. You know, a lot of supposedly ordinary people in this community didn't really like that. And so, you know, they decided that they were going to, you know.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. IRS. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And she's been talking about racketeering. So racketeering is the act of offering a dishonest service.
Yeah.
A group, an organized group, offering a dishonest service. Yeah. Please continue.
Okay. Now, I know that you live in a small rural community, Vincent. If any of the class has not lived in a small rural community, they're missing out.
Yeah.
They are missing out, because do you know something? People in rural communities, they all know each other. So the people down at the local extortion racket, a.k.a. the police station, they know the people who run the supermarket, and they talk with the people who run the supermarket. They talk with the people who, you know, are the local bus drivers, and they talk with the people who run this part of the community and that, and the municipality. And would you agree that everybody in that community is more or less in a state of communication constantly?
Sure,
I'm just asking.
Sure. There's, you know, there's clubs. There, yeah,
they
there
have
are clubs like
they have lodges.
Yeah.
I don't know quite what the exact mechanics of the local rumor mills are, but I know that if you get on the wrong side of them, they can be positively vicious. And especially if you get on the wrong side of a particularly powerful end of it, like, for instance, the local goon squad. The local police, for instance. I don't know. You know, I'm just speculating here. You know, just trying to join dots, I suppose. But when you get the local bus driver complaining because you're bringing you, meaning me, that I'm bringing my groceries home on the bus from the neighbouring town, you know, and saying, why aren't you buying your groceries in the local town when the people at the local supermarket have, you know, just being totally discourteous to me, you know? To the point where I just
Gwyneth, you're voting with your wallet, is that correct? So if you're discourteous, you say, you know what? I don't have to be beat up to spend my money here. I can get beat up anywhere to spend my money. So I'm going to go where people are nice to me. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. But okay. Then the bus driver, because, I mean, I don't know, maybe he's friends with the people around the local supermarket, starts complaining because I bring my groceries home on the bus. You know,
are you tying up the back third of the bus? Is that the problem?
No. There's like three, four people on the bus. This is like a 60, 80 seater coach or whatever, you know.
And you just have a few bags with you.
Well, I have maybe, you know, between 4 and 6 bags. You know, these are grocery bags of shopping.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with this.
Yeah, and there's maybe sometimes between 4 and 6 people. The bus is hardly ever full. It's hardly ever more than half full.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it runs a route of maybe a couple of 100 kilometres. And I get off maybe 60 or 80 kilometres into a route that's maybe 200 kilometres long. So, you know, this is Australia. The distances are probably a bit bigger than what a lot of people in the US are used to. You sort of think, well, you know, why, you know, other people carry their groceries home on the bus. What's your issue with me? And then they, sometimes you don't have time to buy a ticket. They're supposed to have facilities to buy tickets on the bus. And if you've got a large note, they're supposed to be able to change it. You know.
Yeah. And so what would a large note be? Like 20?
It's just petty little things. But, you know, you think...
So what's a large note? 20? What's a large note? $20?
$50? $50. They should have capacity to change
like
a $50 note.
Half a tank. Half a tank of gas. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump arrives back in the United States a few hours ago, North Korea's state-run news agency is suggesting that he did agree to lift sanctions during his historic meeting in Singapore with Kim Jong-un. Now, what Trump actually said to reporters after the meeting was the sanctions would remain in place until the U.S. was certain that nuclear weapons are no longer a factor. Meanwhile, the White House has now made public a video that President Trump played for the North Korean leader during the summit called A Story of Opportunity for North Korea. It showed potential outcomes based on how the North Korean leader made his decisions from here.
There can only be two results. One of moving back, or one of moving forward.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we're talking about living in a rural village where most people know each other, and it kind of seems like if one person isn't happy with you, it kind of spreads like wildfire, and then... And pretty soon they're talking about you. Pretty soon it's like minutes. And then and everybody seems to know that someone's unhappy with you, and then many people might join in. And and it's unpleasant. And, you know, it's not very different from where we live. You know, a lot of people don't like us, and they say things like, yeah, I know you're anti-government. Well, that's not true. That's not true. We're not anti-government. We're anti-illegal government. We're anti-corrupt government. We're anti-oppressive government. We're anti-mean, rotten people who are trying to steal from us. We're not against government, but we're against the corruption, the white collar corruption. Posing
about the
as
summer.
Government.
Mm-hmm. That's about
please
summer.
Continue.
So, you know, I was just, my response to his absolutely unconscionably rude behavior towards me and my groceries, bringing my groceries home, okay, was silence. Because I did not trust myself to open my mouth and give a wise answer. And when you don't trust yourself to open your mouth and not completely fly off the handle at somebody, then maybe it's best to keep your mouth shut. And that's what I did. Now, he misinterpreted, I think, my silence for weakness. And in reality, I was fuming inside. I really was. I was so upset. But the thing is, if I had said anything, if I'd said anything at all, it would have created an argument. Okay? And the end result of that would have been one of two scenarios. He would have opened the door and said, out in the middle of the night, 40 kilometres from anywhere, and certainly a long, long way from home, or he would have said, right, you're being disruptive, I'm calling the police. So I just want to, over the radio, ask this bus driver, although he may never hear this broadcast, you know, I'm fairly sure that I'm a single woman, a single mother, living in a reasonably remote location without an automobile, that maybe I've had some degree of trouble since I've been here. What if it was your wife or your sister or your mother that was in that situation? How would you feel if you found out that a local bus driver had treated your wife or your mother or your sister in that way? How would you feel? And I can be fairly confident that he would not have a good response to that. And I'm fairly sure that the only reason that he had a, felt that he could push me around was because he was fairly sure that I was a single mother. Okay. And that I was in a position of dependency on his bus service, you know, that he was perhaps friends with the local supermarket owner, and that a couple of days previously I had told the local supermarket owner that I wouldn't be buying anything from her business anymore, or from the hardware store, which is also owned by the same couple. Because of their poor customer service, in a nutshell, okay? How would you feel if it was your family member that was going through that? What would your response be? I can tell you, I had things that I would love to have said, but I knew that it probably would not have ended up going well for me at time. So my response was this. I wrote him a note. I said, listen, because he accused me of taking meat. This is the silliness of it, I kid you not. Of taking meat without a chiller into the luggage compartment. And, you know, it was a cool evening, for one thing, and I'm fairly sure that chillers are not permitted as luggage in this particular bus service, okay? I may be wrong, but it was in one of these, you know, the Mylar-lined zip-top supermarket bags that you get for taking things like meat and ice cream and such like home from the supermarket. I'm not sure if they have those in America.
Yeah, they do, and you have to pay for them. You pay extra to buy them.
That's right. You pay extra for them. That's the sort of supermarket bags that I had, not the, you know, fine plastic ones. They had a zip top. They have a Mylar lining to keep things like ice cream and meat cool. Okay? And, you know, how would you feel if it was your wife or your girlfriend that was having to endure this? Would you?
I'd be pretty frosted.
Yeah.
Gwyneth, who owns this bus company? Is this a municipal bus?
No, it's Victorian state government.
Well, okay, so that's the whole problem. This guy wanted to be a cop and push people around, and he didn't make it. So he's driving a bus.
Well, it's like this. This is just my hypothesizing, trying to join dots, and I could be way off here. Okay, so I reserve the right to be wrong. But, you know, the local police, they have to go through and they have to, check the buses and make sure that everything's in order. And I'm sure that the local bus drivers, in the process of the police doing their regular checks to make sure the buses are roadworthy and all that they must sit down and have a coffee and a smoke with the bus drivers after that. You know, maybe. And that they get to share the local gossip and, you know, what's been happening and, you know, who's been making trouble for various people in the community. Not to say that, you know, that those people have necessarily done anything wrong, but it's gossip. You know, sort of thing goes on. I'm just hypothesizing here. I don't know anything for certain, but I'm just sort of spinning out saying, what is going on here? You know, why are these people having this attitude? You know, I've got to get my food. I've got to get my groceries from somewhere. You know, and the local supermarket's customer service goes through the floor, you know. And then I go to get my groceries from a neighbouring town and then bring it home on the bus. And then there, the bus services, customer service goes through the floor and I'm sort of sitting back and thinking, what is going on here? And it's only natural to try and join dots. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. And I can tell you that you're absolutely right. The fire department communicates with the police department. You know, the city services, the guys who drive the city garbage trucks, they all communicate at some level. And I can just see, you know, one of them saying, oh, I had this gal on the bus, and do you know what she did? She brought her groceries on the bus. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine she went shopping and brought home bags of groceries on the bus? Was she tall?
Was she about six feet tall? In the luggage compartment. Okay,
yeah,
this is an intercity coach. It's not a suburban bus. Mm-hmm. It's an intercity coach with a massive luggage compartment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And well, what, I'm hypothesizing here. Yeah, I'm hypothesizing that, you know, they're talking, two guys are talking, and then one says, "Is she tall?" Yeah.
Charlie's here.
Yeah. I heard about her. Yeah, she's she's that troublemaker, you know.
she lives somewhere between town X and town Y, right?
That right. Yeah, that's her. That's the one. That's the one. So I know this is how it goes, because there was a guy who was traveling up and down our dirt road in front of our farm, and my wife and my son and I were outside working, you know, in a field on some fencing, and we saw this guy parked in the ditch looking at a brand new calf and his mama that was very close to the road, and it was very suspicious. So we went over toward him, and he took off. And then we saw him again, and when he saw us, he took off. So we got in the truck, and he was coming back again. I mean, it was really odd. It looked like he wanted to grab this, you know, 125-pound calf and steal it. Okay, it was on our mind, and we didn't accuse him of it. But we saw this guy, and we went down the road looking for him, and he was coming back again. And so our son turned his truck so he blocked the road. And then our son went over to him and said, "You know, so what are you doing?" And ultimately, I joined our son, and I was in the overwatch position. And this guy looked at me, and he said, "I heard about you. You're the guy that shoots people." So, you know, people talk. People talk. And I'm sure that's the kind of thing that's been going on with you. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, are you seeing any other kind of retaliation for your activism, your helping people understand the corruption in your neck of the woods, Australia?
Well, I find that life is generally, you know, that not everybody in the community is like that. There are a lot of people who really appreciate, me as a human being. I should point out, I mentioned I wrote a note to the bus driver. I said I didn't say I had meat. I said I had supermarket, meaning shopping, okay? And he accused me of not buying a ticket a previous time. And I said, well, I did buy a ticket when I got to Bendigo, which is the town that I'm talking about, the major city, okay, where, you know, it's a big supermarket where people actually treat you decently and have good customer service. And I said, and by the way, here's some money to cover the fare. Okay. But I, you know, like I said, would that have been acceptable in his eyes? And probably his response would have been something like, well, you're not my wife, you're not my sister, you're not my daughter, so I don't care. To which my response would be, yeah, but that's not my question. I said, would it be acceptable for you if somebody treated your wife, sister, daughter in that way? You know, it doesn't matter, you know I'm not any of those to you, but a community is built on mutual consideration, even for people that you don't know. Okay? That's more or less, you know, and how it is. It's, you know, you've got to understand if you behave in this way, you're actually destroying your own community. Okay? you're the ones who are doing it, not me. Because all I'm doing is saying, I'm the newbie around here, well, yes, okay, but there's a lot of new people around here, and, you know, maybe we are upsetting the apple cart. Maybe the apple cart needs to be upset. Maybe there's things going on in this community that are just not right, and we're not going to play ball with your fixed systems of those people who are from, quote-unquote, around here, you know. And that's just, you know. Oh, yeah, and did I mention that the a particular family up the back who is a neighbour of ours who doesn't particularly get on with us also operates a separate private other bus line, and that maybe the bus drivers from that bus line, from the family that doesn't like me, they also communicate with the other bus driver, you know? Just, once again, hypothesis, speculation, me trying to join dots. Do you think that's possible?
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
They're just, you know, best
you're
from
talking,
here.
You're talking about a symptom of society in collapse. I was reading an article about McDonald's. I'm talking about the restaurant chain known as the Golden Arches, McDonald's, the hamburger joint. And in Australia and in the UK, several of the McDonald's restaurants have decided that they want to lock the restrooms, the bathrooms, so that you can't just go into the restaurant and use their bathroom without buying something. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about this. And there's a sign in one of them that says, toilets proudly provided for the use of McDonald's customers.
Cool. Yeah, they have those signs in McDonald's in Australia all the time.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. And I'll tell you why I don't like that. Gwyneth and I will be right back. Now, did you see that you know the reason for that?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay.
Gwyneth and I will be right back, and we're going to talk about McDonald's and locking of the restrooms.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.